listening to Stereo Setia. Yes, Stereo Setia. I am your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, joined by the crew. Anthony Sports Caddy Lupopolo.
What's up, guys?
What up, man?
Just finished up a barbecue with you guys. Haven't seen you all in a few months.
It's been a while, man. Marco the intern, Principe.
What's going on, guys? Happy to finally have you guys back and excited for the new things to come.
New things to come. That is the key word. Bozy actually here with us? What?
Live and in color. I would not be on the mic because our recording device only has four inputs, but Gizmo went to bed.
I was going
to
say, Gizmo, producer Gizmo is in the house, but he's up in his bed upstairs, literally, and we couldn't make that up. He is around, and Daniel Donato G is still around as well. He's not here, though.
Softball.
I think we should have went with the storyline that we kicked him off of the show and like had this whole narrative, but that would have been
interesting. Watching some wrestling or what?
Hey, man, you're going to SummerSlam, not me.
Going to SummerSlam, I am. And hopefully Ann Arbor as well, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. We wanted to provide a quick update. That's what this is, because we told you we would be back in the spring, and unfortunately, we lied. We didn't mean to, though. We got delayed working on something that we are extremely proud of. It is an ambitious project that we promise we would change the game, and we stick by that promise, and we mean every word we've said. It's just taking a little bit longer than we originally anticipated and we originally thought. However, we do believe that you will be happy with the product.
This has been a new experience for all of us.
Yep.
Finding out while we've been doing this what our roles would be, how to work together. I mean, we've been used to just coming into the studio every Monday and recording a show, and this is something completely different. It's taken a lot more planning. We firmly believe now that we're more about quality than quantity. And, I think what we're going to release, in due time, will be a good reflection of that.
And that's the goal here, is quality. And I mentioned the word ambitious, and that's really what this is. It's an ambitious project. And I can promise you, after listening to the first ambitious project and the first episode in its entirety, I don't think I've ever been prouder to be a part of a podcast team and what we're working on. So we are really, really looking forward to this, and we hope you all enjoy it as well. So we do just wanted to apologize for the delay, and that's really what this is. It's just a little bit of an update that we are still around, we haven't forgot about you, and that we are still very, very passionate about what we are doing and what we will continue to be doing throughout next season.
Yeah, and the new direction we're going, that's the biggest thing, is definitely a direction, a change. We're probably getting off the highway, I think, after like being on it for 5 years,
yeah.
6 years. And we're probably going to start taking some side streets, but it's basically like welcome to the scenic route of Stereo Setia.
I like
it's
it.
Probably the best way to put
it. It's a good way to put it, man.
Is that going
to
be your new Twitter bio?
Wordsmith.
The scenic route.
From the side streets.
Yeah, so it's definitely a new look for us, a new sound, but yeah. We're hopefully after a little while, we can get some suggestions from listeners to tell us what you guys want to hear
and who you want to hear from, because
yeah,
that's the other thing, is we've been fortunate to interview some of the most prominent people in the industry for what we're working on, and they've been absolutely incredible. And again, we're looking forward to that, and let us know who you want to hear from and stories that you want told.
So yeah, because you don't know what we're doing, here's a teaser of what we're up to. Give it a listen and we'll talk a little more about it when we come back.
And if this was eating Ronaldo up inside, he did a good job of hiding it. Because the 2018 World Cup couldn't have started better for the Portuguese superstar.
Ronaldo. Cristiano.
Oh, genius! Absolute genius! Would you believe it? And it's a hat-trick for Cristiano Ronaldo. What a night in Sochi. Portugal 3, Spain 3.
Portugal made the round of 16 thanks to Ronaldo's heroics, and as usual, the conversation about the greatest of all time gained steam.
Every time the ball went wide, you could tell the two centre-halves were having a major panic where Ronaldo was.
The older he gets, I think sometimes just the better he gets.
He was outperforming Leo Messi in Russia and making his argument as the GOAT.
And you have to admire him for changing his game so that he'd stay on top of the world alongside Messi.
There is something about the personality trait of Cristiano Ronaldo to want to be the guy with the ball at his feet in a key moment. Not every player has that.
But things were happening behind the scenes as well. The turmoil at Madrid, the nagging tax authorities, the biggest show on earth, and the transfer that would rock the football world.
Away from the football today, the big story that Marca broke, Cristiano Ronaldo apparently could be going to Juventus. What can you tell us?
It was around this time when ESPN correspondent Gab Marcotti began to hear the rumors.
I remember I was actually in Russia during the World Cup, and what struck me immediately was this is going to be extremely, extremely difficult to do.
Corrigan was also hearing rumblings out of Madrid, but not the ones he was expecting.
At that point, a couple of weeks later, I think I'd already heard from a source that he had a couple of options. And I remember being surprised when I was told that Italy was one of the possibilities. I didn't know for sure there was going to be Juventus. The actual details of him going to Juventus, maybe over the week or so leading up to the deal, some of my colleagues as well, Gab Marcotti was doing some, you know, he's got very good sources at Juve in Italy. He was also working a lot on the story and he was leading it really.
No one thought Serie A was on the table. No one thought Juventus, even with all their recent success, could convince Ronaldo of a move to Italy. No one thought Juventus, always frugal, always meticulous, always cautious, had the cash to spend and were actually willing to spend it.
They generally didn't gamble. You know, they had grown organically, or rather when they did take the big gamble from Gonzalo Higuain 2 years earlier, you know, that was that. That was part of the reason why they then, you know, made a loss the previous year. So it didn't seem like it was going to happen as long as Beppe Marotta, the chief executive, was around. And again, maybe not a coincidence that fast forward a couple months and he leaves the clubs.
As you can hear, episode one, Stereo Serie A Stories, is centered around the transfer of Cristiano Ronaldo and how it shocked the world. But we will be back before then at the beginning of August to preview what is sure to be an absolutely exciting new Serie A season. So please be aware that we will be around, but we are super excited to be telling these stories and really capturing what Serie A is and the essence of it.
Yeah, so that episode is going to drop the first week before the Serie A season kicks off, so middle of August. And we've already got production on episode two going, and story ideas for episode three are underway. And we'll see if episode four comes together depending on some future plans. So we got some stuff going.
We got some stuff in the works. And again, at Stereo Serie A for all your needs, because we haven't disappeared and we haven't gone anywhere. And if anything, we're more excited now than we ever have been before. So stick with us.
And don't forget that we are going to be doing a monthly recap as well. So every month we're going to be recapping what has been going on in the Serie A. And, you know, you won't hear us every week, every Monday night, week in, week out. But we still want to give our listeners that, I guess, banter and that analysis that they're used to on a monthly basis, though.
And selfishly, we kind of also want to meet up at least once a month because it's been too long, guys. It's been way too long.
Yeah, I feel like the city isn't getting any smaller. takes much longer for me to get to up here than it used to. But I mean, I think the same can go for you guys. Like making the trips out of Regent Park weren't as easy, you know, on Monday nights.
That's true.
Especially in the wintertime, in the dead of winter.
And look, at least three or four of us are planning to be in Ann Arbor in about a month and a half's time. So if you're around, let us know because it'll be fun times. And if you are in Ann Arbor, get at us. You can have a drink or something.
And let them know Ann Arbor, what's going on. Napoli, if you don't Napoli, know what's Barcelona. Going on, I'm listen. Just saying, because somebody was at Ann Arbor.
If you don't know what's going on in Ann Arbor.
Maybe Ann Arbor's your Zia, bro. I don't
listen,
know.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
Hey, Ann.
Hey. No, but it's
Zia Ann.
Napoli finally making the trip to North America, and they will be playing Barcelona, as you mentioned, on August 10th. Yes, Saturday, August 10th, at the Big House. probably more than likely over 100,000 people in attendance for what will be an absolutely incredible opportunity. They're calling it the La Liga Serie A Cup because it is part of a two-match series. Game one will take place in Florida, in Miami. Game two takes place at Ann Arbor and in Ann Arbor. So get at us. We'll probably be there as well. And again, so much stuff coming your way in the new season. So stick with us. Be patient. And we are sorry for all the delays. We didn't mean to.